I heard you got a website. Why don't you tell the people about your website?
All right. Well, it's www.autodidactproject.org. That's one word, no caps, no spaces. And you can always look up the spelling of autodidact in the dictionary if you don't know it. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's called. And I think it started on August 12th, 1999. And originally, I wasn't sure what was going to happen with it. I was actually wanting to learn how to use HTML, how to code web pages in HTML as a skill. Mm-hmm. And I originally conceived doing maybe different websites on different subjects. But one of them was dealing with the nature of the autodidact, the self-educated person, and just the relationship between the individual and an intellectual life in society, the relationship between the individual and the universe of knowledge. And so it was supposed to be focused on ideas, bibliographies, research around that idea, but then it grew, and it basically became a dumping ground for all types of things, both on that subject, bibliography is another subject, mm-hmm. quotations that perhaps little-known quotations by various authors, known and unknown, whole pieces or extracts of various interesting items by various people, and also my own writing, book reviews, movie reviews, essays, poems, whatever else. So it became a rather amorphous collection of very different things, mm-hmm. but originally inspired by that idea.
All right, interesting. Okay, how long have you had this website?
Well, it's been since August of 1999. I believe perhaps August 12th was the official date of inauguration. I'm not certain. So that's 2006, so I guess we're talking 6 years now, is it? Okay. Going on 7 years.
Okay. All right, what have you learned about people by having this website?
Well, I have gotten a lot of feedback, usually from unknown people who find it by doing a Google or other search engine search on various topics. And I usually get good feedback. I mean, there's occasionally some peculiar things, but mostly what I find is that it's proven to be very useful to people. Different things are useful for different people. For example, I have some very unusual bibliographies, and sometimes those are even useful to college professors uh-huh. who are teaching courses.
Okay.
Bibliographies on various subjects, or grad students, or whatever. That's one thing that's useful. Because I put the works of perhaps neglected or little-known authors, or perhaps people who don't have a web presence, people who are interested in a specific person will find that material interesting. Some people are interested in my own writing. I once got a surprise email from a rather famous jazz and another commentator who you've seen on television because of an essay I wrote on John Coltrane, which he liked. Uh-huh. I've received a communication in the past few months from some female poet who liked my poetry. Uh-huh. And she went gaga over that for some inexplicable reason. So what I find is that different people find something that's useful on my website, and it's usually something that cannot be found elsewhere.
Okay, that's interesting.